Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. For Jefferson County, the recent find of the emerald ash borer along the Jefferson-Oldham County line was an eye-opener. UK Extension entomologist Lee Townsend.
Where they found emerald ash borer recently is in a part of the county where it hadn't been trapped or its presence wasn't known. And we're a little early this year. Emerald ash borer emergence is running about 3 weeks ahead of what we'd expect, and I think that's due to the mild winter we had and early warm temperatures in the spring.
For the past few years, officials have used traps to track the spread of this pest as it's moved in from Ohio, where it's decimated the ash population. Townsend says it's important for landowners to help with spotting as well and look for crown dieback.
That's going to be the branches in the uppermost center of the tree. That's where the beetle starts to become active, where the borers feed under the bark, and that crown dieback is the first sign.
Another at that time is woodpecker activity. We're digging for larvae. The bark will have gouges where it looks like an ice cream scoop has removed scoops of bark. Even so, it appears countermeasures can be effective.
The rest of the tree is still healthy and will respond to insecticide treatments.
Townsend asks landowners who discover emerald ash borer to notify their county extension office for advice and for statewide tracking purposes. We'll be right back.
Well, I just felt like high school wasn't for me.
Dropping out of school was the biggest mistake I ever made.
I realized to have a good career, I should probably get in college. That's what made me decide to go back and get my GED.
Now that I've got my GED, I am so much more confident.
My life's back on track, and it was because of the GED.
GED testing is free until June 30th or until all funds are spent. Visit your local adult education center or knowhowtogoky.org. Brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Back with UK entomologist Lee Townsend on the spread of the emerald ash borer, he says they don't have us on the ropes. We can look at what's worked for Ohio and Michigan in slowing and controlling the pest.
And we're early enough in the game to be able to apply some of those things now, and that's encouraging for us, I think.
They're working with two species of non-stinging wasps that feed on the borer in its egg and larval stages, and that's looking promising. Another push is to keep us from spreading the borer.
Don't transport firewood from one part of the state or areas to other areas. This has been the major way that that insect has made big jumps in its distribution in the country and in the state. And so we want to make sure we don't carry problems with us when we enjoy the outdoors this summer.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.